And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to be joining you today. Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Show is dedicated to helping and teaching others to invest in real estate, to create passive streams of income, to build wealth, and ultimately retire. Once your passive income meets or exceeds your ordinary income, ultimately covering your monthly financial obligations, then you can retire, or better yet, spend time and energy doing what you want to do, also known as financial freedom. We invest to create passive streams of income, to build wealth, and then retire. Essentially, to do what we want, when we want, where we want, with whomever we want, on our terms. We spend time with our families. We help others. We work on projects of our choosing, and we give back. With that in mind, there are two different levels of the real estate investor. There are those that have achieved financial freedom, and those are working towards financial freedom. You're either in Group A or Group B. Which one are you? And if you have not begun to invest in real estate and are not financially free via passive income, well, you're also in Group B. Today's discussion is going to revolve around those two groups, essentially when we're talking about windfalls, bonuses, home runs, inheritances. How do each of those groups view those windfalls, essentially? How does Group A, how do the financially free folks look at that? And then how does Group B, the not so financially free, how do they treat windfalls, bonuses, home runs, and inheritances? Should they treat it differently? Well, let's look at this for a sec. Windfalls come to us in many different forms. Large commissions, rewards at work, possibly a buyout at work. Maybe you got paid because you sold some toys, right? Wouldn't that be a windfall if you sold the boat, the car, the hot rod, the jet ski, the motorcycle sitting in your garage with four layers of dust on that you ride three times a year? Maybe you're a business owner and you sold your company. That would be a windfall. Maybe you have royalties from something you've created, written a book, written some music. That could be a windfall. Maybe you sold some land. Maybe you sold a vacation home. Maybe you received a large company stock, a gift of some company stock or a stock split, and that came into your life. A bonus. What's a bonus? Well, I attribute bonuses strictly to W-2 income. They're based on job performance. How'd you do? Did you have a great year? You maxed out your bonus? Bam, here you go. What do I call a home run? Well, a home run for me is a refinance of a single family home or apartment community. A refinance is essentially what it is. It's a realized gain from a good real estate investment. Essentially, you put money into a property or into a multifamily deal, and the property has essentially appreciated, or maybe you created that equity capture within it, or the business has grown and you're able to pull out some of those funds and realize those. That to me typically is a home run, or possibly it's the sale of a single family home or apartment community with greater than 100% return. An inheritance, I think we all know what that is. It's a death of a friend or loved one, and they have bequeathed to you either straight out money, or maybe they left behind some financial assets in your name, and those assets are of substantial wealth. Real estate investors, depending on where they are financially, treat these events, if or when they come into their life, much differently. They treat them differently, and it's all based on where they are financially. So you get a windfall. Are you financially free? Yes or no? No, stay tuned, because that is going to be my show today. And there's also a mindset piece that goes along with it, because the mindset, depending on that mindset that you have, that either the poor mindset, the middle class mindset, or the millionaire mindset, and I've lived all three of them, by the way, and I'm going to share that with you, that's going to dictate essentially how you're going to treat that windfall. Now, if you are financially free, great. Carry on. There's really nothing I can tell you today. Congratulations. You win. Use the windfall as you choose. Now, why am I discussing this today? It's because as I've matured through life, I've treated windfalls three different ways, as I alluded to earlier. That poor mindset. Let's take in mind when I was a kid. When I was 10 years old, if you gave me $5, I can pretty much guarantee by the end of the day that $5 would be spent, probably down to the penny. I would get on my bike, ride to the store, grab some friends, let's roll. I mean, it's ice cream, candy, icy, something, baseball cards. Let's go. I got $5, bro. Let's roll. We're going to have a good time. And I don't care if it was 120 degrees outside. We were out. Now, that middle class mindset, what is that? That's the save, right? When I was in college, my mom would maybe give me $40 or $50 when I was leaving. I'd come home, do the laundry, hang out for the weekend, and then it was time to head back to college. She'd hook me up $40, $50. And what would I do? Well, I'd fill my gas tank up. That would be first. I might buy a little something, what have you, a Subway sandwich, but I would save the rest. I knew I would need that money. When I was young and married, I would save. I would pay off the house, save for college, save for retirement, save for a rainy day. Save, save, save. That's what I did. If you have any questions or comments or want to ask how to get started in real estate investing, or maybe you've got some questions about Lifestyles Unlimited, please reach out to me. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. And if you miss any parts of the show, you can always pick us up on your favorite podcast app. That's the easiest way. Subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. You can find us on YouTube. We have our own channel, Lifestyles Unlimited. There is a ton of information on YouTube, not just the show. You'll love it. You need to check it out. And go to the website. That's the easiest as well, lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio button and you'll find years and years of the radio show there. And you can catch up and stay sharp as a real estate investor. Today's discussion is windfalls, bonuses, home runs, inheritances, viewed as a real estate investor. And really, the proper mindset approach to those windfalls, bonuses, home runs, and inheritances. How should you be looking at it? Well, it depends on where you are. How far along on the path are you? Group A, well, they're the ones that are financially free. They're the ones that have done it. They have made it. They have replaced their W-2 income with passive income, and they're the ones that get to do what they want, when they want, where they want, on their terms, with whomever they want. They are the king of their domain. That's group A. If you're not in group B, well, you're not financially free. You're still continuing along the path, and that's okay. We've all spent time in group B. Now, the blessing of unexpected income, large sums of income that come into your life. How should a real estate investor behave? Well, again, there's not much I can offer a real estate investor who has succeeded. They have achieved financial freedom. I am happy for them. In fact, they can come on this show, and I know there is sage advice they can offer all of us. There's something we can learn from those folks, and I have financially free people on the show all the time. However, if the real estate retired financially free, have plans to grow and continue, and while they may be financially free, they have further goals to meet, well, by all means, stick around for the remainder of the show. There might be something there that you can utilize. But the meat of today's show really is going to be for those that haven't achieved financial freedom and the mindset associated with windfalls, bonuses, home runs, inheritances, essentially the pile of money that hits you and it kind of came out of the blue. You weren't necessarily expecting it, although a bonus, you may be expecting it, but not all bonuses are the same. And I spend a lot of time in corporate America. Every now and then there's that year where everything just comes together and it can be rather impressive. But when looking back, I would rather have that home run from real estate than having to grind out for a year in corporate America and hope and pray that you get the good bonus that they promise, because we all know corporate America never changes the bonus plan, right? They never change the commission plan. Now, I can hear the most hardcore real estate investors out there yelling at me, "Harrison, you're asking what we do when we have this unexpected income fall into our lap and come into our life." I can hear what you're saying. You're saying, reinvest it. Reinvest 100% of it. That's what you're saying to me. John Pry would say, don't eat your seed corn. Put it all back into the snowball. Feed the cash flow snowball. And that's not a wrong answer. It's not. In fact, it's right more often than not. However, I do want to hit on some nuances. Let me just say, in the words of Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend. And boy, as a side note, I'm getting antsy for college football. So if you don't understand my last reference to Lee Corso, feel free to tune into College Game Day. I think it'll be here in, I don't know, who's counting, 60, 65 days till college football season. Now back to reinvesting that 100%. There are some considerations I want you to think about. How far are you along until you're financially free? Are you 10% there? Are you 50% there? Are you greater than 50%? Let's just say, for example, your goal is to create $80,000 per year in passive income. And you have created, you're new at real estate investing, but you're at $10,000 a year in passive income. Great job. You're starting on the path. You're going to look at that windfall differently than somebody that, let's say they're 50% there. They've achieved $40,000 per year in passive income. Things are moving along. They have a path. They have a mission. They understand what they need to do, and they're just repeating it. Also, another consideration, are you doing this alone? Are you single and you're just trying to become financially free by investing in real estate? Or are you doing it with your spouse? What has been your spouse's level of sacrifice? Where I'm going here is I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Don't forget that. What I'm saying is take time to reward yourself. Don't overdo it. Now, more on that later, okay? Because right here, the guy talking, I'll give you an example of overdoing it. And it was a mistake that I made. But you do need to take time to reward yourself. Yes. The cash flow is paramount, but so is your mental peace, your ambitions, your spouse, your best friend, your family, your children, whatever you have that's important to your life. Don't forget them. It's easy to become hardcore and just pour everything back into the cash flow snowball. And again, if you're early on that path, if you're at 10%, by all means, that's what you need to be doing. But if you're at 50, 60, 70% of your goal, take a moment and reward yourself. Think about peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. Wealth is only one piece of that equation, one piece of that well-rounded lifestyle. And if you don't want to reward yourself, reward others. Your soul will thank you for it. Let's look at a $100,000 windfall for whatever reason. And you're 50, 60, 70% along your path. Would spending $10,000 to $15,000 on yourself, your friends, your family, on a vacation, would that really slow down your investment horizon or your progress? No, not much. 10 to 15, if you've got 100 coming in and, you know, maybe you've got 100 coming in next year and 100 the year after that, take some time to reward yourself. Again, depending on where you are on the path. I'm not saying you're 1 hour into a job and it's break time already. You have a mission to grow that cash flow snowball. Grow it, work it, understand it, have the plan. But if you're succeeding in that plan and you're doing well, it's going to be important for your mental peace of mind. And it's okay. I'm telling you, it's okay. You're listening to the guy that touts the cash flow snowball. Yes, I do. But at a certain point, never forget, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. My name's Mike Harrison. We'll be right back. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Well, one thing it has meant for us, and we have to compliment you, you've given us our time back. And I say our time because we got married 33 years ago, and we got married in July. Do you know why? Well, that was before I met Lifestyles. I used to work for Ford Motor Company. And with Ford Motor Company, I was in the automotive division. They have shut down during July, the first 2 weeks of July.
So you had to wait for a shutdown to get married?
Yes.
Yes, he actually...
Whoa, that's dedication there.
He made me change our wedding date. It was supposed to be June 15th, and I changed.
Wow, that's amazing.
So if I had been in Lifestyle, I could have gotten married when I wanted to.
And the ring would have been bigger.
Thank you. Ready to get your time back like Vivian and Cornell? Register for the free online workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. If you'd like to reach out to me, my email address is askmike@luinc.com. And that luinc.com stands for Lifestyles Unlimited Incorporated, luinc.com. Please send me an email. I do respond personally to each and every email I get. Now, if you're listening to me right now and you're saying, wow, I'd like to learn more about how to get started, I'd like to learn more about this Lifestyles Unlimited educational and mentoring group, how can you do that? Well, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That's how I started. That's how I initially learned about Lifestyles Unlimited. That's where I learned how we make money 5 ways on single-family homes, 6 ways on multifamily properties, the principles we use to run our business. The beauty of the workshop today, it's online. You can tune in from the comfort of anywhere you are in the world. Maybe that's your living room. Maybe it's a beach somewhere. Maybe it's anywhere you can have a laptop, an iPad, an internet connection. So that means essentially anywhere in the world. I had to do it personally in person. It was great, but much easier now. So I suggest you take a look at that. If you'd like to join us, you can go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com, GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. If you use promo code SAVEBIG, all capital letters, if you enter that, it will reduce the price from $740 and it will drop it to $297 and throw in an extra year. So that's 2 years within our financial freedom program, and you can begin your real estate investment path with us at that time. Today's discussion, windfalls, bonuses, home runs, inheritances, viewed as a real estate investor, and how the proper mindset associated with those should be applied. Now, there's 2 groups of real estate investors. There's group A, financially free. They've achieved it. They've made it. They followed the path, and they are now able to live life on their terms. Congratulations. I am happy for the financially free. And there are group B. Those are the ones that are not financially free, and they should treat windfalls, bonuses, home runs, and inheritances much differently, much, much differently. The easy answer to reinvest everything 100%, that's the easy answer if you have not met your goals of passive income. It's also the easy answer if you're at 10% of your goal, 20% of your goal, 30% of your goal, if you're just starting out. Yes, I want you to reinvest 100% of that into what I call the cash flow snowball. Cash flowing real estate. Let's get that going. Let's get that portfolio built up. But for those of you that are maybe 50% along the way, 75% along the way, 80%, 90% for sure. Let's not get burned out. You've been doing this. You've been churning away. You've been succeeding. What I'm telling you today, it's okay to take a little bit, a portion, and essentially feed the other parts of a well-rounded life, that peace, love, joy, health, and happiness side. Typically, I'll say peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. Notice wealth is only one cog, only one spoke on that wheel. So I don't want you to get burned out. I don't want you to lose friends or family along the way. I mean, sometimes we get focused into something to such a degree that we essentially have blinders on and we lock out everyone in our life. We just put the blinders on and go, go, go. Don't lose your friends or family. Stop for a moment. Enhance your lifestyle. Reward yourself with every win. Celebrate the victories. Sometimes for my wife and I, it's as simple as a bottle of champagne. Hey, we got a refinance, looking good. Here's what we're going to do with it. Typically, we are putting that back into the cash flow snowball. We're taking a little bit out. We just took a great vacation earlier this summer. It was pretty incredible. But sometimes it's as simple as, hey, let's get a nice bottle of champagne and let's sit out on the patio or let's celebrate. Maybe it's a nice dinner. Now, also, something else to be aware of. You get this big bonus or this big windfall or this big inheritance and people automatically, and they go out and they buy the stuff that they've always wanted. Dale Walmsley has a saying, and it is so true when you think about it. He says, you don't own stuff. Stuff owns you. That's why I only want you to take a small portion of that windfall. Don't go crazy and go buy the $180,000 ski boat, the Harley Davidson, the crazy time-consuming, money-consuming hobbies. It's not time for that. You will be free, and you will be free soon, but it's not time for that. Get free first, then think about how much more you can enjoy, quote-unquote, the stuff. Think about this. What if you owned an RV, a Jeep, a really nice, neat, brand new Rubicon. You have a house in the mountains, let's say Colorado or Montana, and yet you're still reliant upon W-2 income that Monday through Friday. That doesn't sound that fun. It sounds like I've got to find time to break away to enjoy the RV, the Jeep, the home in the mountains because I'm so busy with my job, or maybe I have to work harder at my job to pay for the RV, the Jeep, and the home in the mountains. Wait till you're financially free. It will be here sooner than you can imagine, my friends, if you're following the path, if you're reinvesting, if you're compounding the income. But having the RV, the Jeep, the home in the mountains, and a W-2 job, is that a dream come true? Or is that a nightmare? I don't know. Maybe it's a combination of each. I'm sure you enjoy the time there. But if you're like me, you're going to be looking at the watch and going, it's Wednesday, and come Sunday, we've got to drive back home because I got to be at work on Monday. I'll tell you a story. In 2017, I had 11 cash-flowing houses, all stabilized. I went out, I bought a new truck. I used funds from a combination of cash flow and a large annual bonus I received. I was knee-deep in corporate America at the time. And it was not just any truck. It was a very expensive, high-end, four-wheel drive. It was the truck I always wanted. It had all the bells and whistles. I mean, fully loaded, top of the line. Now, you may be saying, wow, Harrison, you got a nice truck. You know what I'm telling you? I'm telling you it was one of the dumbest moves I ever made. Why? Think about it. At the time, I was not financially free. I had a good life. I did not have a great life. I was not fully engaged into real estate investing the way I am today. While I had done it and had the 11 houses that were paying me, at the end of the day, I was not financially free. Now, I've been telling you, it's okay to celebrate and reward our victories. I did so on too large of a scale. That was too large of a scale. It would have been better if I had taken, say, 20% of the money that I used to buy the truck and did something fun. Maybe it was a vacation, maybe we, whatever, with the family, or maybe my wife and I, or Maybe we remodeled one of the rooms in our house, something that we would truly appreciate. It would have been better to take 10 or 20% of what I spent on that truck and did that than buy that truck. Why? That was 2017. If I had reinvested those funds, even after taking out that small portion to celebrate, yes, those funds today, I promise you, would be worth $150,000 or $200,000 in value if I had invested in real estate. That's why it was dumb. I chose an awesome truck over $150,000. Think about it. Price is right. Harrison, in door one, we have a new truck. In door two, we have $150,000. What do you choose? Well, Bob, I'll take the new truck. Womp, womp. There's the music. It was not a good move. Today, we're discussing windfalls, bonuses, home runs, inheritances, essentially any time a blessing of a large amount of money comes your way. And whether expected or unexpected, now here we are. We've been blessed and we've got this large sum. What do we do with it? And essentially, if you missed the earlier segments, what I'm getting at is you're going to view that differently as a real estate investor. One, if you're financially free due to real estate, nothing I can say to you. You're financially free. Do what you want. Have a great time. Enjoy. However, for those that are still on the path to creating financial freedom, to achieving financial freedom, you're going to look at that windfall differently. The easy answer is reinvest 100% into the cash flow snowball and continue to grow your passive income and grow your wealth. That's not a wrong answer. Let's say you're 50% along the way, 70% along the way, 80% along the way. Maybe you're further than you imagined you would be, and it's working for you. You're continuing on. Well, take a moment and reward yourself. Not a huge amount, just a scooch, right? Just a smidgen of that, and enjoy those other aspects of your life, the peace, love, joy, health, and happiness aspects of your life. It's okay. That small amount isn't going to set you off the path. If you don't care about that, then continue on, my friend. Charge ahead, and let's get to financial freedom. Now, my mindset today, different than it was 5 years ago, 2017, when I went and bought the big truck. I still have the truck, and I'm going to still have it for a while. I'm not sad I bought it. What it is, I'm smarter now looking back. I'm more effective now looking back. So what's my mindset today when that windfall comes? Well, I'll tell you, we can't always see the future on a lot of different things, but when it comes to money, I can see the future. I view money much differently after investing in real estate for over a decade. What do I mean? Let's take that $100,000. Comes into my life. You know what I see? You know what I literally see? I see $4,000 to $6,000 annual cash flow. That's what I see. You didn't hand me $100,000. You handed me $4,000 to $6,000 cash flow. Maybe more than that. I don't know. And that's after a year. That's not even in the first year. I'm saying year two, you just gave me $4,000 to $6,000 cash flow. So that's my mindset. And what do I mean by that? It's because I'm going to invest that $100,000 in cash flowing real estate, and that's going to be the cash on cash return, typically 4% to 6%, sometimes better than that. But if I'm expecting $4,000 to $6,000, then I'm going to be fine. If I'm expecting $12,000 to $18,000, I might be disappointed. I might be right on if we annualize this. If we fast forward 5 years, I talked about that investment, I believe, on the Dale Walmsley radio show. I have one that's annualized at 18% a year, but it's not 18% cash on cash. You bake in a refinance, and then we're at 18% a year. So I've trained my mind to look at it that way. I don't see $100,000 as a new truck. I don't see it as a vacation. I don't see it as a boat. I accept that. That works for me. That works for me. If you can adopt that and it works for you, great. You'll be happier. You're going to make more than $4,000 to $6,000 as the deal matures. But if you're expecting that $4,000 to $6,000 in year two with that $100,000, you're going to be just fine. So as investors, We're not seeing the 25K, the 50K, or the 100K. We're seeing potential passive income. Potential passive income. Essentially, the capacity to become or develop something into the future. To see or become something into the future. It's about buying and building cash flow. Not necessarily spending that windfall, but putting it to work for us. That's the millionaire mindset. But again, along the way, take an opportunity to reward yourself. If I occasionally took $10,000 as a reward and reinvested $90,000 from that $100,000 windfall, I know that's not going to make a big difference in my future determination, but it's going to make a massive difference in my mental state of mind, a difference in my family, my friends, my loved ones. I'm asking you to take time to smell the roses. What does that mean? If you Google smell the roses, it's a metaphor, and you'll see one definition is to spend time in leisurely enjoyment. Another definition is to enjoy or appreciate what is often ignored. I like that one. Here's another one. Smell the roses. To enjoy the finer or more enjoyable aspects of life, especially when one has become overworked or overly stressed, unusually preceded by another verb, especially stop or wake up. Stop and smell the roses. Wake up and smell the roses. So when I see that term, smell the roses, which essentially means take a moment and enjoy your lifestyle. What is it that Dale always says? What is it that he always says? And we say it on this show every time. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Stop and smell the roses. Pretty much means the same thing. So I think sometimes we get so engrossed in what we're doing that we don't take that small opportunity to reward ourselves, to bless our friends, to bless our family, to do something great for others. Maybe it's to give to a charity, whatever that passion is, your soul will thank you for it. I promise you that. Your soul will thank you for it. And that's what it's about, my friends. This thing we called life goes by so quickly. Smell the roses also reminds me of English literature. And I liked English literature. I took that class. I liked English literature in high school, and I liked it in college. But Smell the Roses, English literature, reminds me of English poets, right? And do you ever wonder why so often they would write about things like smell the roses and stop and enjoy life? I'll tell you, if you think about it, they never lived to be much older than 40 or 45 years old. That was old back then, back in these societies, back in the industrial age when they were just grinding people. You didn't have a weekend. You didn't have a day off. These folks grew up in societies where you labored day in and day out. You labored as a child. You started at 6 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old in dirty, poor working conditions. Life was cold, cruel, unfair. Rarely was there time or the financial means to literally stop and appreciate or enjoy something of beauty. So my lesson today, we talk about these windfalls, these inheritances, bonuses. Think of those differently. Think of those as a decision you're going to make today that is going to bless you tomorrow. You're going to build that cash flow snowball. That bonus is an unexpected step forward in financial freedom, provided you reinvest it into cash flowing real estate. You don't essentially just run out and buy the boat, run out and buy the truck like I did. And I told you, I took the truck over, and I feel like I'm being conservative just doing the math. I took the truck over $150,000. I took the truck quite possibly over $200,000. Today, 5 years later, 6 years later, essentially, and I still have the truck and it's fine. It is what it is. I made that decision and I've learned from it. So that was kind of a poor person's mindset. I had this windfall, and just like when I was 10 years old and I would ride to the store and spend that entire $5 down to the penny. And yes, they had 2 cent gum. So if you got down to 3 cents, you'd spend the 2 cent and you're pretty much on your own. You might be able to put a penny into the little gum machine that turns if they had one, but typically you got stuck with the one penny. But that was the poor mindset. I had the cash flowing houses, I got the bonus from work, and then I got caught up in the, I deserve a new truck. How selfish was that? But yeah, the truck was behind door number one, and behind door number two was anywhere from $150,000 to $200,000 if we just let it marinate, if we just gave it time, if we just stopped and let it roll. I didn't smell the rose, my friend. I ate the entire rose garden that day. And I realize it was a dumb decision. I really realize it. And I'm thankful that I do, because at the time I was not financially free. That money should have gone toward the cash flow snowball. It would have been okay to take a small amount and do something my wife and I would have really appreciated, or take a vacation with the family, something along those lines. Build memories, not stuff. So friends, I want you to remember, as a real estate investor, you have the opportunity of 10 generations, the golden opportunity of 10 generations before you. Do not squander that opportunity. Never lose sight of that goal, financial freedom. And along the way, take some time to celebrate. Stop and smell the roses. Start with small, good choices. Compound them. One rent house won't retire you. It's a start. One passive apartment of $25,000. One deal won't retire you, but it's a start. Make a good choice today. Make another good choice tomorrow. Create cash flow. And don't ever forget, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. I'm Mike Harrison. I want you to make it a great day. We'll see you next week.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.